following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi, you guys, and welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. Every week, we aim to invite you to be a part of the Wilson family, and we usually look at a word of the Lord and word of encouragement, maybe something the Lord is sharing with us. And today will be no different. But before we do that, I wanted to introduce you to one of the members of the Wilson family. Charlie, come here, look right here. What's this? Charlie, look what's this? Look at this. What is this? Come here, look over here. She's 10 years old, 10 months old. And she is a fun part of the Wilson family. We love her. She's a great addition in this last year. And she brings a lot of fun to the house. And so this is Charlie.
Oh,
okay. She likes noises as well.
One of the conversations that we have been having, my wife and I, and actually us as a family, is especially, you know, over the last year plus, but also just I think it's a good conversation for us to have on a regular basis, is what are those things in life that matter? What are those things in life that we need to be investing our time into? Because we often find ourselves, going in opposite directions of those things, or just being filled up with so many things that we kind of forget about what are those things that are most important to us. And we've had to actually have some really good conversations around extracurricular activities in our kids' lives, sports and things like that, and wanting to really balance those things out with, there's a birthday party going on over here. All right, back. And I would just say that really focusing on those things that really matter and even writing them down, having constant conversation around them. And the reason why I actually came in and it hit me for this Wilson Wednesday, came in some of my devotion time from last week. And the Ecclesiastes speaks of this. And I think one of the things that just hit me is that, man, we can do a lot of things in this life, but there are things that are lasting and there are things that are not lasting. In verse 10 of Ecclesiastes chapter 2, here's what it says. It says, "Whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor, and this was my reward from all my labor." In other words, I worked hard and I played hard. "Then I looked on all the works that my hands had done and on the labor in which I toiled. And indeed, all was vanity and grasping for the wind. There was no profit under the sun." In other words, I didn't gain anything. I worked hard, I play hard. And at the end of the day, and we'll look at it in Ecclesiastes more, because we're gonna do a little study in that coming up on the weekends. But we looked over all things and I worked hard and gained so many things. And at the end of my life, I look back and I think, what did I really gain? In fact, in the next chapter over, either in 3 or 4, the author says, he says, I actually left it to my kids and they didn't work for it and they gained a whole bunch of stuff, but eventually that will all disappear as well. And I'm leaving this thing that I treasured and valued, all the wealth I got, I'm leaving it to my kids and they don't appreciate it and they don't even know what it cost me, and now it's all gone. And so I really think that really spurred me to think about, well, then what is it that we are building here on earth, and what will last and what will not last. And in our lives, we want to make sure that we are going towards those things of the Lord that will last. And in fact, then the question will be, well, how do I know those things that will last? And I think what you would think in this moment is everything that I do on this earth will pass. Only the things that I do for the Lord will last. There was a guy at the church that I grew up in who used to say that all the time. Everything that I do on this earth will pass. It's only those things that I do for the Lord that will last. And as I was studying Ecclesiastes and looking through Ecclesiastes, it reminded me back to what Jesus said in a parable in Matthew chapter 7. He says this, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And so we have this image of a guy who's saying, I'm going to build a house. Where should I build it? Looking all around. And he says, I'm going to build my house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. The guy made a wise decision in saying, listen, I'm going to build my house on something that will help me fight against the winds and the waves. Verse 26, but everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them, there's an action there, does not do them, will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the flood came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. And I think the reality of what Jesus is saying here is there is wisdom to focusing our lives on the things that matter. And those things that matter are those things of the Lord. Specifically in this, it's what Jesus was teaching about who he is and who the Lord is and obeying his commands and following after him. That there's wisdom to building our house on that rock. And those are the things that will last. And as I thought about my kids, those are the things that I want to be passing down to them. Obviously, if I can pass down to them some finance and some blessing in that regard, I want to do that. I don't want to use it all up on myself. I'd love to be able to pass something on to them. And there's nothing wrong with that. But that can't be the thing I work my entire life to pass on to them. Because eventually, you know what happens with those things is they fade away. The kids will spend it all. The kids will do whatever. At the end of the day, the thing I want to pass down to them as a husband and as a father is a life lived for the Lord and obeying him and following after him. Because that's the real true rock that I want to be able to say, listen, kids, my kids, maybe your kids, your grandkids, build your house on the rock. And trust in him and follow after him, obey him. And that's the thing that I think ultimately would be what we would consider passing on true wisdom. That's the wisdom of the Lord being passed on to him. So today, as you think about what is it that my life is built on? What am I seeking after? And I'm working hard and I'm spending, I'm working hard, and I'm accumulating. For what end purpose? And again, I would just say there's nothing wrong with investing and nothing wrong with giving something to your kids. But ultimately, that is not the most important thing because those things will pass on. They will go by the wayside. And the thing that will not is what you have spent your life spending in investing in the Lord and investing in your kids, grandkids, maybe even coworkers saying, listen, I'm going to spend some considerable time passing on something of value. All right. Good to see you. Talk to you next weekend or next week. Wilson Wednesdays out.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life